Who is this? The forms we forced the FBI and Director Wray to hand over today implicate Joe Biden in a foreign bribery pay-to-play scheme and list two more FD 1023 forms. We'll be receiving those next week. Tomorrow, subpoenas go out for more bank accounts and wire transfers related to Ukraine. They said it would take us 10 years to uncover all this evidence, and we've done it in 6 months.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
And shitty the past couple days.
Oh man, it's not that bad. 68.
It's that air.
That's the air quality, yeah.
Out of Canada.
Fucking smoke.
That's where it's coming from.
Fuck out of
Canada. That's where this cold air is coming from. Out of Canada. Right now.
It won't make up his mind though.
No.
Saturday 76, Sunday 77, Monday 64, Tuesday 63, Wednesday 69, Thursday 72, Friday 70.
It's global warming. 70,
72, 75, 76, 79, 79. I know, man. Shit, this weather is going to be melting everything. Dude, I don't understand how in the fuck Trump gets indicted when almost every motherfucking president and vice president of the United States has classified documents.
Every
over those classified documents he had.
Is?
Yeah. But the thing is,
it's because they're
afraid of him.
Exactly, and they're gonna do anything in their power to stop him.
Yep. Yeah. That's why I'm going to vote.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Like
right.
Even after Trump had some. They went and went to Biden's and got some.
Yeah.
And then they went to Mike Pence's and got some.
Yeah.
So why is there no charges on these two? That's you know what I'm saying?
100%. Well, Biden, because he's still president.
Well, what about the other one?
What about Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, there's Obama, so much that they could fucking get Hillary Clinton for, but they're not, and they haven't, and they won't.
I don't get that. I say we just say, fuck it. Stop the bullshit. Stop the pencil pushing. Fucking, we need to do this. We need to do that. Everyone that owns a motherfucking gun legally, grab the motherfucker. Meet in Washington, D.C. Stand at the gate with a gun to your motherfucking hip and say, we're not taking this no motherfucking more.
I 100% agree. Now. 100% agree.
Don't pull it out, point, shoot, do no shit like that.
No, just
keep it to your side and say, listen, we're armed too. And this is how we had to do it back in the day, and by God, we're gonna do it again.
Yeah, I think
they
dropped
a bomb on the people.
That's what we do in
Washington D.C.
We
think
want all
is?
These
you
fuckers
think that?
Right out of
all the Republicans.
Out of office.
They ain't just Republicans. They're Democrat
fired
gun owners. There's Democrats
out
there.
Them all.
They ain't gonna show up though. Those, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they got it nice. They're happy.
I don't know, man. There's some of them out there that are starting to see shit and are like, wait a minute, man. We don't like Trump, but how is it that this person has the same shit at the same exact time, but only he's getting in trouble? Now, that ain't right.
Right.
There is honest people out there. You know what
There's
a lot of honest people out there that just were born Democrat, grew up Democrats, or fucking Democrats, but they see
what's going
they
on.
They still see. There's a lot of them out
and
there.
And a lot of them's changing.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people changing too.
Because he refuses to release the Biden thing.
What Biden thing? They released that. Where he had bribery $5 million from a foreign fucking national just recently?
No, there's more to it, but the FBI is. He just got held in contempt. That guy.
No, to avoid contempt, he released it.
Oh, he did release it?
Yeah, and there's now there's damn evidence that he took a $5 million fucking bribe. You know what Biden said? Show me the money. And laughed it off.
Yeah.
Show me where the money is then. Spent, motherfucker. Yeah. Hey, you're a fucking millionaire. What about this fence you just got put around your fucking house? How much did that cost? What about the house you just fucking purchased? What was that?
Yeah. Audit. Part of the money.
That's how you find it. Audit.
Well, go ahead and audit. You mean audit when the all new IRS agents that he fucking stacked in the fucking IRS?
Yeah.
He's they weaponized the whole government, dude. That's why you gotta put the gun in your hip and go for a march.
100% right. I'm with that 100%.
Strap him to your chest.
And if you want to join in on this march, email thepromotinggesture@gmail.com and we'll get this all set up.
Tony, they need a lean on me episode. Free Mr. Trump. Free Mr. Trump.
Right.
You're wrestling
and
me.
And then you Mr. put Rose, it on the there.
I can't hear you.
I don't remember that.
The principal got arrested for chaining the doors. He switched the school around. Lean on me. I said I was on vacation. Mr. Clark.
Trey?
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. I thought you meant the movie Lean on Me.
Yeah.
That's not Lean on Me. Morgan Freeman isn't in Lean on Me.
Not.
Oh.
The fuck's his name?
Not gay Morgan dude? Freeman.
What's his name?
Oh. And there's no school in Lean On Me, brother. There they go.
It's Morgan Freeman. He's the principal.
Not on Lean On Me.
No, you're thinking of Stand By Me.
Stand By Me. Gotcha. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
With the three kids walking look for a dead body?
Yeah. Stand By Me.
Lean On Me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. You remember that?
Oh, man.
They were singing it outside the fucking courthouse.
I think I'm listening.
I think that was the news.
Free Mr. Clark.
Yeah, Free Mr. Clark. That was a good ass movie.
I think I remember it was.
They arrested him because he put chains on the doors because there was gangsters coming in with drugs and guns and shit like that.
Yes, I remember.
And then it was a fire code violation. Some crazy old fucking parent, probably Democrat.
First thing that said, lean on me, free mister, and it said Trump, not even Clark. Oh, the people are already thinking about it.
Is he in jail?
You don't have to worry about it, honey.
Is Trump incarcerated?
Probably not good. No, he has to turn himself in Tuesday.
This is all just fucking childish bullshit. That's what it is.
No, it's not childish because dollars is real deal, dude. These are Fed charges, and the maximum penalties on each charge is 20 years in fucking prison.
I understand that. But it's because of childish bullshit. It's because they're being fucking childish. Because like you said, nobody else did it.
But this ain't a child game, though. These are real life adult games here. You're fucking with a man's freedoms for a long period of time. And you're trying to put a fucking former president in a fucking prison?
Yeah.
You're sick.
Yeah.
He didn't commit no fucking murder or some crazy fucking crime. He did the same thing every other president ever did.
100%. And it's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous.
Even if I wasn't a Trump supporter, I'd say the same fucking thing. Like, why is one going and not the other?
Well, you see, I'm...
Yeah. You like it? Other than that, I put that sun in it. Let the sun from the beach hit it. Tiffy.
This one.
Yeah.
Do you really think that our military would start wiping out American citizens like that right there and fucking just start killing them?
No. I want to say no.
Click on it.
I want to say
millions
no.
Millions of us?
But if you had 1 million, 2 million people standing where they need to stand, armed, do you think the military is going to fucking react?
No.
The thing is, they've been trained to follow orders.
If they're ordered that,
to open fire.
But what about all these military people that said, I ain't getting no fucking vaccine, and they fucking, during that shit, and they took that risk anyhow. They went past their orders, and they got a dishonorable discharge or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe some shit.
There's got to be a lot of people in there. You know, you got to think, because they're going to be sitting here like, is my mom and dad out there?
Yeah.
Is my brother out there?
I want to say no, they wouldn't. But there are those.
You can find. I think you can find a sick motherfucker that could push a button to drop a bomb, like he was saying. You could find someone fucked up to do that. Yeah. But I don't think you can find a giant group that's gonna fight another giant group. I don't think you can find millions of fucked up people that would push a bomb.
No, no, you're right there. Because most people are.
Because could you imagine? You got to think about the history books of what, if something like that was to happen, you know,
war.
Imagine what our grandchildren, great grandchildren, are going to be fucking learning. Like, our own country, like, millions died. What's up, babe? What?
Wow.
And check them? I don't check them both. I only check the one.
No, not the ones that you checked the other day.
Yeah, I know. The ones before when we were in there. I only checked the one. I just seen that no one won the jackpot. But you can still win a million or 10 grand.
Oh, okay.
You know, I just seen that there was no jackpot winner, so I didn't jump right to it. But it still needs checked. It can be fucked. $4, $2, free ticket. A million, 10 grand. Which I think it should be more when you got the Powerball. It's 200 some million. It should be a million if you got five. You should get at least like 50 or something. Percentage of.
Mm-hmm. Instead of first come, first grab, I got.
Well, with me, they send me notifications telling me it's busy.
All right, babe, yeah, I'll let you go back to work.
That's all they do. It's busy in your area.
I'll see you soon. Well,
you know, but they should tell you what, like, because lately they must have hired a bunch of new people or something. Because it's like this girl I talked to last night. She said she just quit.
I'll see you
last night. She said she's sick of going on there and they're not paying her for the. Plus dollar, plus $2, the promos.
Uh-huh.
They screw her all the time with the promos. And then she calls them and they never fix nothing. Then. What I don't like is this. Is from now on, I'm going to start rejecting
the orders. Posting shit.
The reason why is because when I go for the second order, they're not giving me more time for that second order. It's taking them longer to make it. They're just getting it.
Why isn't Jermaine Jack Smith looking at that?
I don't care. As long as I can
also, I supplied them openly and without question.
You know, if I gotta wait, I'll
security tape from Mar-a-Lago. I have not time. Well,
then text them. Message them. That's what I do. While I'm waiting, I'm like, I'm sorry it's taking forever. You know, Timmy's is crazy busy.
Hello?
All right, just... I'm texting.
Oh, man. The person? Say so, yep. Maybe.
Because, it's you know, I have that message or phone... icons. I just message them, tell them, you know, I'm sorry it's taking forever. They're busy,
Sit there and breathe in the motherfucker.
No, just communicate. Everything'll be good.
Buy the movie.
I do like the other day, somebody wanted me to leave it.
Also, I supplied them openly without question. Security tape from Mar-a-Lago. I had nothing to hide, nor do I.
Yeah,
I
was like, oh, yeah, thank you.
Nobody said I wasn't allowed to look at the personal records that I brought with me from the White House. There's nothing wrong with that. Biden had records for years, totally unsecured, even stolen when he was a senator. This is crazy. Just like Jack Smith, Lisa Monaco, and the man they sent to the DA's office, Matt Colangelo or whatever. It isn't America anymore. Under the Presidential Records Act, I'm allowed to do all this. Under the Clinton Sox case, the decision is clear. There was no crime except for what the DOJ and FBI have been doing against me for years.
That was what Trump wrote?
That's what Trump wrote.
Mm-hmm. He's
this is the man. See, Trump, he'll start putting out fucking shit that nobody knows about, too. You want to come after me? Okay, watch the shit I know. Watch. This is, like, I don't know what this is about. This guy here, I don't know who that is, but I'm going to read it here in a second.
Looks like it's something from the church.
This is the man who caused the Lois Lerner catastrophe with the IRS. He went after evangelicals and great Americans of faith. The United States had to apologize and pay major damages for what this deranged lunatic did. He had a unanimous loss in the Supreme Court. His wife is a Trump hater, just as he is a Trump hater, a deranged psycho that shouldn't be involved in any case having to do with justice other than to look at Biden as a criminal, which he is. So this is a crooked judge.
Yeah.
Not if he's saying the church should pay taxes, because I'm all for church paying taxes.
But now it's a conflict of interest, right? So they gotta get him a new judge.
Yep.
It's been a conflict of interest. Yeah. Every judge he's been in front of, and they won't change it. Dude, they're above the law. They keep saying nobody's above the law. Practice what you guys fucking preach. Yeah. Everything you guys are doing is fucked up.
What I don't understand is why nobody is pushing back.
Yeah.
Besides Trump.
Yeah.
And his team.
Why aren't these Republicans doing anything about this shit?
Biden laughs off damning corruption allegations. Like, where is this? Right here. This Major Tyler Green bitch. She was saying just the other day, well, it wasn't the other day. She said he told the informant that he has two pieces of evidence showing proof of payment to Hunter and specifically Joe Biden. This owner of Burisma kept the record, especially of the bribes.
And is anything going to come of that?
I'm not going to put it on TV, so nobody's going to know about it.
Who is this? The forms we forced the FBI and Director Ray to hand over today implicate Joe Biden in a foreign bribery pay-to-play scheme and list two more FD 1023 forms. We'll be receiving those next week. Tomorrow, subpoenas go out for more bank accounts and wire transfers related to Ukraine. They said it would take us 10 years to uncover all this evidence, and we've done it in 6 months. We will hold Joe Biden accountable.
Fuck yeah, it's about goddamn time.
Right here. Oh, God damn it, I didn't want to do that. Where'd you go, you little bitch?
Went to see my daddy.
Motherfucker, man.
So the reporting would be then, if this were true, that the Burisma scheme is confirmed, then Trump is indicted. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. This all just happened. Sheer coincidence. Finally, we get the information on alleged bribes of the Biden family through shell corporations, etc.
Well, I have to tell you, Laura, I feel like we're winning, and we won some today when everyone feels like we're losing, especially with this indictment of President Trump and this document hoax. But what we read today in the skiff, and I want to let everyone know, this was an unclassified document. This is a document that all of America should be able to see, but the FBI is stonewalling us, and they would only let us see it in a skiff. Well, what I did after reading the document is I made notes when I walked out and I went up to the table and I wrote down everything that I had just read so that I could come out and tell the American people what I read. And it's exactly what you and many others have been reporting for so long. And it's what everyone already knew. I filed articles of impeachment on Joe Biden's inauguration day exactly for this Burisma pay-to-play schemes. And when he was vice president, we now know through the FD 1023 form that we read today that Joe Biden was paid $5 million, along with Hunter Biden being paid $5 million in order to get Viktor Shokin fired so that he would not be investigating Burisma anymore. And Hunter Biden was working very hard to get Burisma to buy a U.S. oil and gas company. And Hunter Biden was promising that there would be a lot of capital
they've been fucking.
How did they become so wealthy with Joe Biden in public service for decades and decades? Yep. How did it happen?
Well, we have been investigating that on the Oversight Committee, and I really have to applaud the Oversight staff, Chairman Comer, and all of the members on the committee. This informant, which is, by the way, the FBI called this informant for this 1023 form their most credible paid FBI informant. And they are trying to make sure that we don't get our hands on more. But what we've been able to uncover is we read over 2,000 pages of SARS reports in the Treasury Department. And those SARS reports are bank records produced by banks. They're reports. And they have to report them by law whenever they see evidence of a crime or certain types of wire transfers, like a lot of money from foreign countries. And then on our oversight committee, we have subpoenaed banks and we've subpoenaed bank records. And so we have bank records and we have evidence of wire transfers from many different countries into shell companies, LLCs. And then we have evidence of payments out of the LLCs directly to multiple Biden family members. But now we also know that there isn't just one 1023 form that the FBI possesses. There's multiple 1023 forms. What? And here's what,
that the FBI had possessed, but they're not moving on.
When are we going to get our hands on those?
They only gave them
next week. This is why I want to tell you.
Because it seems
like an extremely dark day, and where we are appalled, infuriated, disgusted, and just outraged over the hypocrisy of Merrick Garland bringing charges and Jack Smith bringing charges against President Trump for this document hoax. And you're right. It's today for a reason. On this 1023 form, it references two more 1023 forms. And so our oversight committee was able to read the first one today. But next week, Chairman Comer and, of course, Congressman Raskin get to go in and look at two more 1023 forms. And tomorrow, subpoenas go out for more banks related to Ukraine bank accounts and wire transfers. So we are moving along. And I want to tell you something really interesting.
The person
referenced, their name is redacted, on this 1023 form that we read today, said that it would take us 10 years.
No, this was
10
years to
uncover all the bank accounts and all the wire transfers involving the
Bidens.
On oversight, we've done it less than 6 months, and we really think that we're on to a lot more.
And that's the thing,
this,
dude. That's the only thing
that
is. You go on this
Joe
other
Biden
news app that has
ABC,
NBC, CNN,
that has
every news. I don't hear any of this shit. I don't read none of this shit.
This,
I gotta
this
go on Truth Social and see
records.
It on Fox.
Imagine,
they
can
won't even post
many,
this on Fox on the regular news. They won't post on Fox
and
Truth Social.
Cayman Islands accounts and everything revolved here, but we want to know where this goes and where it leads. And Congresswoman, we appreciate your joining us tonight. Thank you.
That sounds kind of fishy, though, if that's what... Like, is that all
that's
for real?
That's the Senator of Georgia. One of the, that's Major Taylor Greene right there. The people in Florida. See, I don't know, because they do shit like that for a controlled fire.
Yeah.
They fight fire with fire.
Yeah, down in Florida, they do.
I know they do that type of shit. I don't know how it works or anything like that, but I know they do that.
Yeah, they're saying,
They do a perfect line or something like that or some shit. Like a nice straight line with the wind pushing into it maybe or something like that.
So that they can get it like, so it's not all over the place and spreads?
So it eats
people. I don't know.
So the fire doesn't have any, like the big fire doesn't have any meat.
I cannot tell you exactly.
That's what they mean by fighting fire with fire.
You burn everything up
so that big fire has nothing more to eat.
So when a fire comes to a fire, it's just going to
go out. Yep.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Well, that's the fighting fire with the
fucking thing. I love this little fucking thing.
See, I thought when you fight fire with fire, you put fire in a ring with the other fire, and they fucking slug it out.
Well, that's if there's one.
Well, that's a fire ring.
Yeah, that's fire ring.
Is that bare knuckles?
Tonight. Yep, I read that earlier. And I got it. Hopefully. If my cable's still on.
I'm gonna be selling a rainbow vacuum cleaner. An air cleaner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
worry. 9:30 tonight.
I hope you sell one. Yo, speaking of that, I was thinking about you in Florida because you do that thing, and it reminded me of the old school Kirby vacuums. Mm-hmm. Well, in Florida, these motherfuckers, the neighborhood I was in, these motherfuckers are so rich, they don't get shit fixed. They just out there. $1,000 Kirby vacuum just chilling right there on the side of the road. And I'm sitting here like, motherfuckers, man. Because in the morning, sometimes I'd get up and get on a bicycle. Go for a bike ride. And I'll tell you, the only reason why I did that is because it's not like here. It's fucking nice and flat. There ain't no fucking hills. Because if there was hills, I would have been like, yeah, fuck, I ain't going on no fucking bike ride. But if I could ride on flat just to check shit out, hell yeah, let's go on a bike ride.
And people will come and pick them up.
And you see fucking everything right across the street from me. The guy threw away a fucking barbecue grill, stainless steel. Dude, I was looking at him like, what could possibly be fucking wrong with this fucking? Is it too small? So he just got rid of it or something? Here comes a truck, stops up. Here comes this guy in flip flops, shorts, and a tank top who's kind of long hair down here. You can tell. And he's looking at it, lifts it up, check it out. He starts wheeling it to the back of his truck. I go, you want a hand with that? He's like, yeah, oh man, absolutely. And he's from like German with a German accent. And he's sitting here telling me, he goes, you know what I do? He goes, this one here, maybe $50 I put in it. Looking good again. He goes, I put it in one of my vacation rentals. He goes, I got 6 rentals. He goes, I'll give you a card. He gave me a card and shit. He says he gets shit all the time, fixes it up, puts it in his rental.
Good shit.
Now he's got a barbecue grill at your fucking rental.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But I seen, we went by, I was driving, I looked, fucking whole sectional, leather sectional. And I'm driving slow, but I'm looking at it, and I don't see no rips, no tears, no wear to the motherfucker.
Too bad you're so far away from home.
That's what I was thinking the same. I'm like, man, this would be in my living room right now. And then I'm driving, and I'm riding a bike. Refrigerator on the side of the road, a piece of duct tape on it. Works great. Then why the fuck are you getting rid of it? I'm thinking. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I could furnish a fucking house, apartment, you know, people. Yeah, washers and dryers are on the fucking side of the thing. Her dad just said, you guys need a washer dryer? We got one. We just got new ones. And you know how they got new ones? This lady just bought a house. It came with brand new Samsung washers and dryers, the fucking expensive ones. She don't want them. She has her own. Sold them to her dad and her stepmom for $300 for both of them.
Oh, $300.
For both of them. Wow. $300.
$3,000 a piece.
Probably at least $1,200-$1,500 a piece. $300. I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, yeah, so we got these washer dryer. We're just going to put them to the side of the road or whatever. Yeah, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, fuck, you go down there. Pick them all up, fix them all up, get them fucking working great and all this and that, and then sell them.
You would definitely, dude, that sounds like a good plan.
You could make some bank doing that. Especially if you could do it, and you ain't gotta do it to make big bucks.
No.
You gotta do it where people are gonna like you. Hey, let's go over to Phil's. He's always selling shit for fucking decent prices. It ain't like these other assholes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I gotta wash it. You need to wash it. Oh man, your shit broke, man. You got a whole fucking family. I'll tell you what, $300 for the washer and dryer. You know what I mean? $500 for the pair, or whatever.
And dude.
And then people would be like, man, that's way better than they want. They wanted fucking $800 at fucking whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
I don't know what trailer you could buy.
What kind of trailer?
A little, you know, tow behind car trailer. Well, nothing that doesn't pull cars, but.
I don't pull cars.
Yeah. No, it doesn't pull cars. It's pulled by cars. You know, it's not nothing
great. But I was just sitting down there thinking, I'm like, man, that would be so fucking awesome. And just even scrapping alone, she's like, yeah, people put the ego. Some people will come around and pick up scrap. I didn't see any fucking scrappers. I didn't see anyone picking this shit up, man. When I was riding the bike, I seen it staying out of these houses. So I don't know, but I told them, I'm like, man, if I lived down here, I'd be getting a truck scrapping. They're like, yeah, but I'd be like, yeah, but nothing. I said, man, you can make like $1,000 a week if you're fucking around here picking up all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving around picking up fucking scrap metal.
You could make a lot down in Florida. Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Oh.
Because there are scrap yards.
Yeah, there's got
to
be.
Because we used to take our cans. We used to squash them. We used to fill these great big bins full of crushed cans. Get money for them. Yeah. Yeah, they got scrap yards.
Where's that rear end of the street?
Yeah.
What would it cost in gas to drive there and back?
To Florida?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. The night before we left or something like that, I filled up in gas, so I didn't have to make any kind of fucking stop. I made the kids and everyone fucking piss. I said, everyone's going to the bathroom before we leave. So then we left, I had almost a full, I think I had like 300 or so miles on the tank. And I took off. So then I stopped, I want to say 3 to 4 times on the way there, and then probably the same thing on the way back. And it was averaged between, I want to say one time, the lowest was 44, but it was no higher than $55 every time.
To fill it. Damn, it cost me more to fill my car. One's on E.
But I also got hooked up.
A bigger tank.
I also got hooked up because I went to, and one of the times I stopped at 7-Eleven because I needed gas. I seen it, I just rode in there, gas station, needed it. Pull up, I'm getting gas, and looks, are you a fucking 7-Eleven member? I'm like, wait a minute, I remember signing up at home. So I'm like, yeah, at her phone number, boom, boom, boom. 16 cents off per gallon. I'm like,
oh, shit.
Fucking right, man. I told Sam, I'm like, from now on, look for fucking 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
And we hit up a couple more. I had like, I got 11 cents off another time per gallon and shit.
Yeah, but how's the gas?
What do you mean?
Is it good gas? See, I only put mobile gas in my car.
See, the way I look at it, I see these big-ass semis, same semis going to fucking these stores, filling up. I think it's the same shit, man.
It is.
Because I'll see BMWs and Lexuses and Mercedes filling up at the same place I'm filling up. And if they're putting that shit in them nice cars,
it's the same shit.
You got a point. But
I think what you got to do is you just got to keep... It's always good to throw a bottle of that conditioner in your gas tank.
Oh, yeah.
Dry gas?
Always.
Well, it's a conditioner. It's to... It's
fuel injectors.
Yeah, cleaner and conditioner.
Fuel injectors out.
Clean shit out.
Lucas. Which is good.
And Lucas is really good, too. Whatchamacallit says he puts Lucas in his vehicles all the time. Chris with a K.
Yeah.
Well, I've never put a conditioner in there, so I need to put that in there then.
You should have got fuel injectors in it. If it's fuel injected, yeah.
And if it doesn't have a carburetor, it's fuel injected, right?
Yeah.
So it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Pete?
Yeah, it keeps those injectors.
So here's what this... here's the...
I just bent your shirt. That's funny. For people listening, Phil's wearing a sweatshirt that has Mickey Mouse face down in a mouse trap and it says, fuck.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see
that. It's Mickey in a mouse trap.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, cool.
I like that.
This is what Joe Biden got paid $5 million to do, and the FBI knew about it before the 2020 election. Let's see what it says. might not even play or something. Grandma had a doctor's appointment?
No.
Just to get out of the house?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's been there doing that too. Just to get out.
Why won't it play?
Russia.
I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. I think it was, 6 hours. I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Yesterday, I left with the general prosecutor's office. Is that blackmail? Or maybe it's not blackmail. What's the word for it?
Extortion. Look, okay, it says, while we have solid proof, this is Georgia, one of the representatives of Georgia, mm-hmm. that Major Tyler Green or whatever his name is. Says, while we have solid proof, Joe Biden got paid $5 million for quid pro scheme. The DOJ is planning to indict Trump. Yeah. Tomorrow for classified document help. Where's all the fucking kids at? I just noticed that.
Here.
I just gotta go check real quick.
I say hashtag fucking get rid of. Impeach Joe Biden. I mean, he's a fucking narcissistic lunatic who's got Alzheimer's, man. He's a fucking.
Get him
the
fuck out.
Dude, right now would be the best time. Well, you see, the thing is, Biden doesn't have any power. And this shows that the president doesn't have any power.
No.
It's not the president running the country.
No, it ain't. I know.
Because could you imagine if it was? The fuck would be going on?
You know,
the only reason why it's going on is
Poole runs the country.
And they
don't you
basically let everybody out of the prisons so that they got enough for us if we ever do rebel. You know what I mean? And they tried making people scared by look at the January 6th people.
Yeah, you see, and the people who think that January 6th was a fucking insurrection are fucking dumb as a box of fucking rocks.
Well, some of them sat for years.
What?
Some of them sat in jail for years.
Which is bullshit. It's all just bullshit. Every goddamn last
one. Some are still in jail, ain't they?
I don't even know.
Didn't the guy with the horns get sentenced to like 7 years?
All the billionaires.
Yeah.
All the rich people. They're the ones who are running the country.
It's scratching my car, is that what you're saying?
No, yeah, torn.
Russo made Ryan lead everybody so we could go first and pick Sarah up.
Will you keep that door open?
What's up, Paul?
What do you mean keep it open? Like, lock it open?
Yeah. Hold it open. I ain't holding shit. I'll lock it open.
Nothing, I just watched my son walk through the halls of Lincoln with my daughter. He's graduating from the high school, she's graduating from kindergarten.
I graduated once.
What's douchebag up the street doing, moving?
Who?
Fucking Mr. Wheelchair Ramp Man.
I wish he was fucking moving.
I wish he'd fucking have a stroke.
I don't wish death on him, but I wish he'd get like his legs ran over when he's working on the car or some shit.
Here's Ryan and Sarah coming his back ass down crack to the final hallway. Jack.
Huh?
Here we
go. No way. Fucking shaky a little bit, bro. Oh, what? Jesus. What, dude?
Earthquake.
Dang it.
Sorry.
It's an earthquake.
What are you nervous about? Were you tearing up and shit?
Fuck yeah, I was tearing up, dude.
How's that? That's him right there, right?
That's him in the front was holding Sarah's hand, walking with Sarah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, she says she's never heard of a senior graduating and a sibling graduating kindergarten from that school.
That's cool.
At the same time.
Look, he got a full beard and all?
Dude, Ryan's a big motherfucker, dude.
Well, look at him. He looks like it.
5'11 and a half, 277.
Should have played football, man. You should have never let him quit.
I got pictures of him, too. He fucking towered over me, dude.
So all the seniors?
Just the seniors from that one
from Lincoln. All right.
What do you want? Got me on a goddamn podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Fucking nuthead.
What?
Hey, it's the contract, the social contract you sign when you walk through that door. It gives you permission, or gives me permission.
Well, this Ryan's new dog.
Right in there, got the dog, went for a walk.
Yeah. This is my son's new dog. He bought a fucking Kita.
Black T-shirt.
This fucking dog's gorgeous, Phil.
He just are gorgeous.
Looks like mean as hell. I think it's like 120 pounds now. His fucking head is huge.
Let me see.
It's an Akita.
Oh, that's his dog?
Yeah. He just got it. He fucking got it free.
He shows everybody, but he doesn't show me. Well, I feel... Oh, that is a pretty dog.
I think you're going to drop your ass, man.
You're going to drop that ass, man.
Get up your ass on my carpet. Get him a puppy pad.
And get all stained up.
Yeah. Well, I don't want brown marks all over my carpet. Yeah, that's my son and I.
Nice.
Big ass boy, dude.
I haven't seen my animal. My son looks like.
Any?
Oh, yeah.
Big. Tyler was big like that. He lost a lot of weight. He thinks all the dudes he's fucking.
I was able to steal my son's senior picture off his site, off his page before he blocked me. So. Well, you know Kristen's filling his head full of shit.
She's fucking lucky.
Dude, you need more fucking walleyes?
Eat there, sister.
I need some fish. What's other good fish eating?
What's your out?
See her, sister.
To fry it up.
What? Your girlfriend,
calicles.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Calicos taste good, like walleyes a little bit?
Yeah, was she related then?
No.
They kind of resembled each other in face.
No, she was from freaking Sheffield.
So calicos taste good then? Like
I just fried up a shit ton of calicos a couple weeks ago.
What, does it taste similar to walleye or no? Is there any other fish that tastes a little bit on walleye?
I might have walleyes in my freezer. I just
have that shit that you made that one day, man, that was fucking amazingly good.
And that's homemade breading and everything.
I wish I could taste.
I even put a quarter cup of powdered sugar in
that. Bring your taste back. It was so good.
I think that breading was good because it had powdered sugar in it.
I don't know. But it was good. Mm. I know that. The
same style of breading that they use for Chick-fil-A. Powdered sugar, flour, salt, pepper, paprika.
Not a lot of powdered sugar, right?
Fuck, dude. 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of powdered sugar.
Jesus Christ. That's a lot of fucking sugar.
That's what gives it that crisp.
So what's good to eat down on one?
Waiting on your joint there, buddy.
West End Takeout.
I lit it, didn't I?
No. West End Takeout?
Sure.
I thought I lit it. Old Chido's.
No.
Is that on the West End?
It's right there.
I have no idea what the West End is.
I didn't know it was
down by.
I don't remember. I handed it to you, then I said, I gotta go check on these kids.
Well, I know it's so small, I'm gonna go around twice. But okay.
Well, it's about the size I roll. It's even bigger than the ones I roll.
I'll tell you what, towards the end of my vacation, I was exactly what the fuck I was. Last week I was there. I went from my joints right down to that real quick.
Smoke and drive it all.
Huh?
Did
In the car? No, I ain't smoking in the car. I ain't taking that chance of accidentally hitting a cherry and burning my leather and shit like that. Right. I did stop in somewhere in Ohio a couple times. I called you the one time. Dude, I was so fucking pissed, dude. I was so fucking tired, dude. When I got off the phone with you, D, I was about to get out, smoke another joint, and call you back. Dude, I was so fucking pissed. We stopped. I gotta go get me an energy drink or something, I said. So I go in there. I come out. I go, if anyone has to go to the bathroom, let's, you know, get up and let everyone go. Everyone went but Kiana. Okay? Everyone goes in. So I call up Dennis while we're waiting. Get off the phone with Dennis. Everyone comes out. We go to get the car. Kiana, I gotta go to the bathroom. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me right now? So she goes in there, which is fine. You gotta go to the bathroom. Hurry the fuck up. She's in there for like 15, 20 minutes. What the fuck are you doing? She comes out. Oh, I didn't realize they had free Wi-Fi. So you were in the motherfucking thing on your motherfucking internet the whole motherfucking time? And I'm out here dead motherfucking tired just wanting to get to our spot so I could fucking... I was fuming, dude.
Oh, I bet.
Fuming. I'm like, you motherfuckers get to lay in the back seat, fall asleep, do all this. I'm driving in 4 or 5 lane fucking traffic, tired as fuck. I'm just trying to get to the next thing, and you're in here because of fucking internet? You inconsiderate fuck. I was pissed.
Oh, you shit. Fuck. I thought you were shooting your puffing bud.
Mm-mm. Free fucking Wi-Fi, dude.
Where was it at?
In the, somewhere, I don't know. Where the fuck did I say we were when I called you that one time? I think... Kentucky. Yeah, because we just came through Cincinnati. When you get to the Cincinnati, the football shit.
Dude, which fucking way did you go?
It goes Cincinnati, Kentucky. Like, you're like, oh, there's the stadiums. Oh, we're in Kentucky.
That's because you're up on that
part. Well, no, we went down. We went down that way because we were going to a specific place on the way in Covington, Georgia. Because the Vampire Diaries was filmed there, and they had...
It's his phone.
Oh. They had the Mystic. I thought that broad down there was fighting with her man or something. Mm-hmm. I just walked by. They had this Mystic Falls and shit.
We tried not to watch videos while we're on a port.
You asked me what way we went down, I start telling you, and then you start watching the goddamn video. So what I say then?
Went down through fucking Cincinnati, the reason why was, and I lost it.
Yeah, because you got on your fucking phone like
I
said.
Good,
I was listening to you. All the way up to the point I said you were listening.
Mr. Paul, what? We try not to listen to videos and shit while we're recording a podcast.
Well, I'm listening to my video. Sorry.
Disrespectful, I get it. Fair enough.
Fuck you.
What? Okay.
I didn't even know you were doing a podcast.
Hey, Dick, because you're like, you doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me. So, I shot in Chattanooga, and I went to a Special K or whatever the fuck they are. Gas station?
Yeah, Circle K. Circle K. They're everywhere out there.
So why'd you go down that way?
It was like a 7-Eleven inside a gas station. It was 7-Eleven fucking subs and shit. I was like, damn, where's the 7-Eleven sign?
Right.
All over. But.
We went down there because at Covington, Georgia, they did that. They filmed the Vampire Diaries there.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Diaries?
No, that fucking...
television show.
Well, they went down there because they had the Mystic Falls where they go for lunch and stuff like that, and then the gift shop. And Sam was a huge fan of that. Not only did it film that, but it filmed my cousin Vinny with the
two Utes.
The movie Flight with Denzel Washington.
That was a movie.
Dukes of Hazzard TV series was from there. Back in 1978 or 79, it said.
In the heat of the night.
He's in the area. In the heat of the night. Shit,
Magnolia. What is Magnolia?
Magnolia.
Something like that. That was filmed down there. There's a bunch of what was that one? The racing one?
Next to this lake. That's
the Talladega Lake.
That's the scariest.
Some lake. Old school one. Yeah. Where they like with Burt Reynolds type shit. Yeah. Hold on, I'll find the picture.
You could have went through PA, but they got the Luray Caverns down there. Have you ever heard of them?
Well, there is a whole bunch of different shit I wanted to go. Like caverns, I seen a bunch of them all through different areas. Carolina, Georgia. Virginia, oh, yeah, all that. West Virginia's don't know how to fuck with nothing.
What would it take you to get down like 22 hours?
Once. Well, we stopped at a hotel.
When I was 12, I went to some caverns.
We went down to the Luray Cavern. That's one school I wanted. I mean, you get down in there, and you're this a couple one. Hundred feet below
the Cannonball Run. Remember the Cannonball Run movie? Uh-huh. That was filmed there. But they have this one area. They have this one area in the heat of the night, Dukes of Hazzard, that was in 78. They have this little area here. It's hard to see, but it's a bunch of posts like this with a sign on it. Well, everywhere there's a sign, on the other side, there's a different sign. So there's a whole bunch of fucking movies actually made in that Covington, Georgia. Hey. Oh, Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Was made there in Covington, Georgia.
Tom.
Yeah.
Are you putting plants out?
Goosebumps 2.
I'm not sure. Do you have any now going that you can put out?
Oh, yes. Shit.
Because I got like 33 fucking clones in the goddamn root system about that long on the bottom. So I got to get them out of cloning and put them into solo cups this weekend. I know if you wanted a couple of them.
I'm sure it'll take some.
A couple, yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard.
A female plant. I'll take some.
Do you still have that bag of soil?
A little bit, yeah.
Cool, because I got a transplant. Okay. Those two clones.
And then there was this museum.
Just bring them over.
In Covington.
I'll bring them in solo cups.
All right. Dukes of Hazzard and all that shit.
Under some type of light that's not too strong.
One like of the doors off the car.
And then
good shit.
You could probably put them outside when the weather's warm.
Tommy, that wouldn't have been awesome to have.
It would.
That's right off one of the original General Lee's.
Yeah.
That was in one of the, they had this museum down there. The
door.
Yeah, that was off one of the original General Lee's too. That would be cool as fuck to have in a collection. But they had all this fucking Dukes of Hazzard shit. But when I went to this one store, they had a couple t-shirts. They wouldn't have none of the motherfucking flags on them. On all the cars, they made sure none of the cars had a flag on them.
No flag.
I was like, I don't want the fucking shit, dude. There ain't no Dukes of Hazzard car. Dukes of Hazzard car that I know had the motherfucking flag on the top.
See, there's a thing I was thinking about that flag the other day.
It's
because of these idiots.
They're fucking Democratic bullshit.
It's because, yeah, they want to take everything down. People because take, down there in Florida,
they want you to take
there's a monument, a Confederate monument, and it's a picture of an all-black Confederate standing there with that flag fighting.
Yeah, sure.
And that shit don't mean no fucking racism.
It doesn't, absolutely does not.
Didn't they take down that monument of fucking that bronze statue of Robert E. Lee on horse?
A bunch of them. A bunch of different statues. But you hear what, you know that famous saying when they try to erase history?
Yeah.
It repeats itself.
Yeah.
One day. It repeats
itself. So what's going to happen? We're going to go into another war. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not what's going on right now that starts it. With the federally indicting Trump on the fucking...
Good.
Those documents. But what's fucked up...
Ain't got nothing to say about
why is he the only one out of everyone? Like, even Senator...
He's the only one getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. At the same time, he had documents. They were getting them from other fucking people.
It's been worse than just fucking documents. Biden's fucking bribed and coerced and extorted. And it's just all
they have evidence that he accepted a $5 million bribe from a foreign national.
And they have evidence that Hillary Clinton spied on the
they have Trump evidence of it.
Why ain't they doing that? Because this country is ran by Democrats.
They're taking over and they're fucking what is that? They're building a police, like, whatever. What's it? What is it?
The police state?
Yeah, they're
Chinese.
The FBI and
Chinese shit. Got police stations. Oh, they're in all these cities.
Like a autocratic rule by proxy, which the FBI is what rules everything.
Well, no, what they're doing, like he's using the FBI as his own little fucking.
Oh, weapon.
Well, yeah, weaponizing. That's it. He's weaponizing the FBI and all that shit.
What weekend is he coming up?
Who?
Sam did.
I'm not sure.
But the thing is, you know it's not.
That weekend.
I want to say the last weekend of June.
And then just.
Because the 4th is actually during the week.
Yeah, I know.
When will they do the fireworks?
That day.
Will they do them then? Yeah. Or will they do it on the weekend before?
No, they'll probably do them that day.
What's crazy is before you know
because it, because kids don't have school summertime. The next day.
Or winter.
Win.
I mean, we can do some both fucking times. I got enough goddamn meat to get rid of outside in the freezer, dude. I'm down to 9 racks of ribs, but I won't cook no more ribs till then. I'm good. But shit, I got chicken out there. I got fucking prime rib roast out there. We should do that in the smoker, dude.
A prime rib roast? I've always wanted to try that in the smoker.
Yep, do it in the fucking smoker. I'll brine it up and show you how to season it and do it up in the smoker.
You do a bunch of different things at once. I always wanted to smoke like a turkey or a chicken. I know my dad did, but I
wasn't. We gotta just smoke a turkey in here. The only problem with smoking a turkey on electric smoker is you don't get that fucking crust on that skin.
Don't do it in electric one.
Yeah, what else are we gonna do it in my offset?
The propane one, my dad.
But that's what I mean. You don't get that bark on it like you would normally. Like a seed, you know how you're, like when you bake a turkey in the oven and the skin is nice and crispy? It doesn't turn out a lot like that with poultry in the smoker.
It don't matter as long as it's nice and juicy and tender.
I mean, you can always smoke it, throw it in the oven to crisp up that skin, but I think I even got a pork butt in there to do pulled pork. You know? It would be a lot easier to do the pulled pork in your dad's smoker than it would be in mine because I got to keep fucking feeding.
Yeah, what about haddock fish? How much different is that compared to walleye?
Haddock is what you're eating at fucking
Davidson's. Yeah, Davidson's. Like, if you were to put your...
I mean, I'm really not a fish person.
You know how you put... When you did the walleye, you put a seasoning on it.
Yeah.
Fried it. What if you put that seasoning on a piece of haddock? What it taste?
Probably tastes just as good.
Good?
Because I did haddock in my Chinese wok just like I did in walleye.
How do you do it when you make it?
What, the breading?
No, when... I know you probably get it wet and then put it in the breading.
No, I put it in... I dip it in...
Some eggs?
Egg... That's got like paprika, garlic powder, and shit. So that's gonna sit right on a fish. That fish is gonna have a seasoning.
It's gonna be inside.
And then the breading, the flour. I'll go egg, seasoned flour, back into the egg, into breadcrumbs, Italian breadcrumbs. That Italian breadcrumbs. And then what gave it that?
Will you drop in oil?
I just put in a Chinese wok and corn oil.
How much? How deep of oil?
Cover it. Like just a deep fry and like french fries, fryer. Yeah. And it's only...
I never tried fish.
For a piece of haddock that long, probably that thick, it's only maybe 4 to 5 minutes tops.
Now, they say fish is good for you. When you make it that way, does
it's
it bite?
It's bad for you.
It's bad for you.
When they're talking about fish being good for you, they're talking about broiled fish, smoked salmon.
What about air frying?
Air frying it, pan frying it, because you're not getting that grease.
I wonder how different it would be in an air fryer.
Probably not much different. I've never even worked in an air fryer. Your mom's got one. She don't even use it.
I bought it for her. We got one. We got two of them.
Told her she wants to get rid of
it. No, we had that
grease.
We gave one away.
That's what I've been wanting for fucking 3-4 years.
You going to sales tomorrow?
It's in the Fruitburger.
Is that what's out there?
I think so.
Yeah.
All the Fruitburger days.
Yeah.
Where everybody's got a fucking sale.
You wanna go out there now?
I'm thinking about it.
Fuck yeah. No, it's not Gala Days weekend. No, it's through the whole town of Fruitburger.
Just the sales.
Sales.
See, usually when they have the Rib Fest, they got the Gala Days same weekend.
to the roof fest going on.
So I'm looking for a couple things.
Fuck that. I'll never go. I went there once, dude. I said, let me get a rack of ribs. It was super expensive.
And it sucked.
And then it's not even that. You don't get a rack of ribs. You get a third of a rack.
Yeah.
Not even a half a rack.
And you pay $20 for a third of a rack.
Yeah. Six fucking bones.
You could go and get two whole racks at the store and do it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Rib Fest?
They're on sale. Ribs are on sale.
The only thing that was good for is the beer tent.
I heard Save a Lot has good prices on meat.
That's, I don't go anywhere else. Unless I go to, like, I might get a tomahawk from
Save a Lot.
I go to Save a Lot in Lakewood. Fucking meat prices are unbeatable.
Some of them steaks, though, man. I look at some of those steaks and they just don't look real. Yeah.
There's no marbling.
I don't know. It don't look real.
I'm doing either T-bones or chuck eyes tomorrow from there. They're fucking good, dude. I've never gotten a bad cut of meat there.
But I don't understand. I just don't look real. It's weird.
How is it?
I don't know.
How is it that it's like that, though?
What do you mean, like?
Not marbled?
Not marbled.
Not any at all. Zero.
No.
It's a healthy cow.
But it's tender. Yeah. It's tender.
It just looks weird.
Like, when I make them, you can pretty much
get like fat with a fork. That's juicy.
But you also got to know how to cut a steak, too.
It depends.
I like them all.
Because if you cut it while you're
cow, eating. It's the self, too.
The wagyu steak.
If it's a young
that's too much. That's
cow.
Those are good.
That's all fat.
If it's a...
Them are good, though.
Have you had one?
Oh, yeah. They massage the calves and shit like that
daily, and then
give it fucking expensive beer and shit to drink. They take care of it, and then they kill it.
How much were the steaks?
Fuck, a couple hundred bucks. $20-some a pound.
Where? Wagmans?
Where was it? It was $26 and something a pound. At Wagmans, it got up to $69 a pound.
Because I do an A5.
On the age of the cow.
Because what I do is I get the
could be a young cow. Could be a young cow.
It's Kobe Wagyu. I get it. But it's like roast beef. And it's nice and rare. And that's what I do my beef on a wick with is that Kobe Wagyu. And that's like $32 for a fucking pound and a half of it.
Yeah, it's like ridiculously expensive.
They feed them olives and shit too, I hear.
I bought some shrooms the other day.
Real one? Like,
yeah.
How were they?
Whoo! I ate them twice. First time I ate like four stems, probably about that size, that thick. You know, they were pretty good size. And you had visual. I tripped balls. Like, I didn't like that. So then the next day.
You didn't like it?
No. Then the next day, I just ate. There was one big thick ass stem.
Okay.
With a tiny little cap on the top. I just ate that. Whoo! Didn't like that either because I can't do anything. That's why I didn't like because you can't do anything.
Why?
You're tripping balls.
You go on a journey, man.
Remember the time we were fucking out in the middle of the snowstorm? Hey, Paul, I found these mushrooms in the fucking room. So we ate them, went on a walk with Captain and doctors in our muck boots, fucking put snow on the ground.
See, that would have, that probably, Dennis had said that I needed a plan. I'm like, that's right. So I gave them away to the dude that lived downstairs.
The rest of them?
Yeah.
How many did you have?
I paid $40 for like a quarter.
Oh, from Graham?
No. Some dude up in Seneca. When I went, they had an event up there that I've tried to invite you up to.
When?
I think it's every Sunday they have it up there. You want to go up?
I wasn't there.
Where do you keep these, Tom?
In the fridge.
Yeah. You could just leave it. I'll get it. There's a bin out back.
All right.
I forgot I had
this. Yeah, figure out what weekend he's coming up, and we'll go from there.
Sam wants me to do some cooking for... Because she mentioned it before we even talked.
Yeah.
She was, my dad is supposed to come be here like the 24th. Maybe you could do like a barbecue type food or something.
This is a lighter.
A lighter?
Lighter.
All right, a barbecue.
I like it. That's pretty cool.
What do you do, pull the fucking string or
something? No, it has a top. You have to unscrew the top.
you do? Just stick your cigarette in it?
Well, after it's lit, you have to light it.
How do you light it?
With your out of breath.
Oh, you just blow on it?
Yeah. Blow on it. Right, yeah. That doesn't have to be hard.
Oh, damn.
That's pretty cool, ain't it?
Where'd you pick this
one? I like that thing.
Timo.
That's perfect for in the winter or a windstorm or anything. No, in a windstorm, like, you even got a blow on it. You go like this.
You charge it?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard?
It's almost like an old car cigarette.
Mm-hmm. In a windstorm, you ain't even got a blow on it. You just point it towards the wind and do that. Where'd you get it?
Timo. It's an app. T-E-M-U.
It was cheap, too. Yeah, it was like $3.99.
Three something.
It looks like some Chinese shit.
I thought it was a little fucking baton to beat somebody with.
Man, I thought it was China, a little flashlight.
Or North Korea. Or
yeah, but you ain't gonna beat someone up.
No, yeah.
You can sit here and smack you in the face. Like,
no, I meant holding it in a fucking
plane. There you go, yeah, you can get one.
What?
We don't have no more sponges.
Uh-oh.
No more sponges.
The one we have right now is full of holes and it's all ripped.
Put it in the window. Make sure the sun gets it to kill all the bacteria. Walk up to the store and get a new one.
Yeah.
Cool. No? You don't like that idea?
Why don't you go ask Nana if she has one?
I'm going to add to the house and get some to eat.
That sounds like a bomb ass idea. Oh,
a sponge? We don't got any sponges.
Well, one of them, it's not a sponge, it's a green scrub.
Oh,
bag.
That's great. No.
Yeah, just let me know what you want to do.
I gotta get some more.
All right, I just gotta find out exactly what day. I want to say, I thought I heard him say the 24th.
That's Saturday the 24th, Ryan's graduation is the night before.
But we'd probably do it like on a Sunday.
Good.
So the 25th. Because he ain't gonna want to come to town.
Is there school after that?
Yeah, there's Monday. Wait, hold on. No, they'll be out of school.
Will they? All
right. Kids should be out of school like the.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Right?
I got enough.
If not, it's gonna be damn near the last day.
Yeah. I got a bunch of shit up there. Park lines, fucking. Four girls. Or shoulders, like for full court, red, primer red. I don't know, get a hold of me.
All right.
See you later.
Later.
Be safe, Paul.
Sorry, I said fuck you, Jesse.
I appreciate the apology. Thank you.
I'll let you, Uncle. Huh? I'll let you know when I get those in them fucking solo cups this weekend.
All right.
We'll have to get some. You'll have to get a dish rag. Like a washcloth? That's what I've always used. I never really, when I was growing up, I never used
sponges.
One
are actually, we're, well, you don't well, really
it was,
wash
it's
dishes.
Not a sponge, it's a Scotch Brite. The green, scrubby.
Gotcha. It's a scrubby.
Gotcha.
But I always just used, we had a dish towel, then we had the dish rags. The dish rags were about the size of a washcloth.
Yeah.
Dish towels were about the size of a hand towel. And we always had the difference. We never put our hand towels and our dish towels in with our washcloths and our hand towels. Because that was for bathing, and this was for dishes and shit. And then when I say that shit here, they're like, oh my God, man, Jesus Christ, you gotta separate them. And it's like, that's just the way I was fucking, I just do it the way I was did it when I was a kid. You had dish towels and dish rags, and
that's what we
got.
Washcloths and
hands. I mixed everything. Yeah, I did my own laundry.
Right.
I just threw everything in and washed it. I was a gross ass kid because I never washed my socks because we always had to hang them up. I always hated hanging my socks.
Why?
So I always had to do it because it was always tedious. And I don't know why. I was lazy. But I wasn't lazy. I couldn't be lazy. I guess I was lazy.
As the lazy of the simple things.
Yeah.
Not at working.
Right. Yeah, that would make sense.
The simple, the things that you're just like, God, I ain't gotta do it.
Yeah.
When you gotta do it, you gotta do it.
But, you know what? Looking back now, I wish I had. Because I was always this kid with the stinky feet.
Dude, I hated doing it. You wanna know what sucked? When I was a kid, in the beginning of the school year, you'd get your school clothes,
and then
you,
socks.
and you'd get new underwear, new sock, you'd get a new pair of shoes. Well, here's the thing. By the time you get close to the end of the year, them school shoes, man, you've been running in gym, you've been running after school, before school, they're starting to be tore up, smelling, and all this and that. And I could always feel like sometimes I would sit there in class, I'd be smelling my old feet. Like, you know, probably why I do it now, how I have my feet like this. It's like I tucked them under the desk, and like no one could smell them then or something like that. But it's nothing I could do, you know what I mean? We couldn't afford some of these other kids. They'd get a pair of shoes to keep in their locker for gym class, and then they'd have a pair for school, and then they'd have their little roughed-up pair for after school. It's motherfucker, you got three pairs of shoes and a pair of winter boots? And I got a pair of shoes, and I got winter boots, but I lost the insides to them, so they're no longer insulated.
Remember them boots?
Yeah.
Where you could put the one thing on first? The wool?
I like those boots.
Fuck yeah, you can't find them now. You put the wool boot on first, and then you put it on. Remember them?
Yep.
And then some of them had the fur on the very top right here.
Fold under?
Yeah.
The insides would wear out, so you got to buy an extra insert for them.
And I'd always lose the motherfuckers, so I'd have some of them, but no longer insulated, so I'd have to double up on my socks. And when I got to school, my feet were sweating.
Those are warm boots.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't.
Everything was there back then. People took pride when they were making shit.
Yeah, that's what's missing in the world today.
Nobody
has pride in their work.
They don't have pride. I'll tell you what, you ask a lot of people, even one of my ex-girlfriends, she said that was one of the most attractive things for her towards me, is that when I was working on my house, she would come over and see me. And how the pride I would took on, like, some of the cuts I would make would be like a perfect cut. I'd be like, man, look at that perfect cut right there. Like, I was happy. I took pride in that, man. It ain't easy to make them perfect fucking cuts all the time, and I made that perfect cut. Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
I wish we'd go back to.
But you know what they say right there? He said you can never go home, for that one goddamn reason, because nothing's ever the same. Can never go home. Can never go home.
Where is home?
Well, yeah, it's another thing.
Where you lay your head.
Home is where you make it. You like to see homeless naked.
Don't ask me because I can't tell you. I know the line. But I couldn't tell you the movie.
You
like to see homeless naked.
Home is where you make it. Home is where you make it. Man, I don't know what you're into. Joe Dirt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking for his
pants.
That
guy's in Waterboy, too, ain't he?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking Waterboy.
He's in a bunch of the Adam Sandler type things. That's where Joe Dirt's looking for his house, or his parents, and he finds his house. He's like, man, this is my home. He's like, only way you make it. You like to see homos naked. Only way you make it. He looks like that while he's walking off. Oh, there's the Unabomber. Not the Unabomber, but the Muslim bomber.
Yeah.
You know, what would you do if the fucking feds and everything raided that place because she was trying to join ISIS? You never do know, man. Listen, anyone right now, it's not bad, but anyone in 90 degree weather that has their face and their head and shit covered like that is suspicious.
Am I the only one?
You're not the only one that thinks that.
Wrong too.
Choking. Oh. He was coughing.
Well, don't you think? If it's 90 degrees, sun is beaming.
No, okay.
And you're like that. You're out here working and shit like that.
All covered up, man.
What's going on over there? That's black. What I'm thinking. And you're wearing black too. Oh. Man.
Number one.
You got
women,
a bomb under that motherfucker.
Women are the only ones that do that.
If
that's what they want to do, that's what they do.
Because I don't want to smell it.
It's not for me to judge. I mean, they're going to do them do you.
No, there's other people, man, that you would think, you look at someone and be like, man, that motherfucker's up to no good just by looking at him. You could tell. Well.
Yeah, but you don't always know. Sometimes.
No, you don't always know. But it's good to be cautious when you sit there and think that motherfucker. But if you sit here, oh, no, he ain't nothing. You turn around and boom.
Yeah. I understand, yeah, but you know what? I
told
you. You should never make assumptions.
No, you just blame everyone for everything.
No. Blame yourself.
Don't trust everything. Just don't trust them.
Blame yourself for everything. Because you are the one who control your life. I ain't blaming
myself for 9/11.
Well, no.
No,
I ain't blaming myself for...
Yeah, I blame
the government. I don't blame the government. Yeah. I blame the owner of the Twin Towers.
I blame the government.
I don't know about that.
Because he... Yeah.
I think the government
did that. The government itself.
Well,
I think the owner of the Twin Towers got the word that his shit was about to go down took out a multi-billion or trillion-dollar insurance policy specifically on terrorist attacks.
He didn't find out it was going to happen.
They planned it because those
buildings are falling apart. So they planned it. He knew it was going to happen. That's why he took out that insurance policy.
But he didn't. I don't think they were falling apart like
they
that.
Were because that. So that's why. Pentagon, that's why. Those were all just
three other buildings.
Those were just
two other buildings besides the one World Trade Center. So and two World Trade Centers and perfect. The other building.
Two.
What are you asking?
And they all came down.
I just don't think it'd be because they were falling apart. Well, I think because it was a reason for us to go over there. And do what we did
sorry.
Because it lined the pockets of a lot of people. And aren't the Bushes...
Big time.
What are the Bushes into? Yeah. What are they into? Oil? And where'd we go? And go fuck around with?
Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying a whole bunch of things... coalesce into one big useful.
Iran.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Iran.
That's what the government is always thinking.
Exactly.
Iran or Iraq?
Iraq.
Afghanistan.
When Bush was in
there. Oh, with Bush? That's where the world trade. Well, which Bush?
Yeah.
First one or second one? It's
first one.
Well, the first one was Iraq. The Gulf War.
Yeah.
The Gulf War. Remember that one?
They got big. Operation Desert Storm.
Operation Desert Storm.
Oh, no.
The kid, where the train. Yeah, that was over in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. They got big. Boy, they made.
Isn't that where Osama bin Laden was hanging out? Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Kuwait or something like that.
Afghanistan.
They made a lot of money off of that.
And then, in between, they caught fucking Saddam Hussein. Remember, they hung his ass and showed all the pictures to everyone. See, this is what happens. His neck was all fucking swelled up and shit and kind of crooked and fucking shit. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was wild. I'll always remember that. His whole shit was swollen. Like, his whole head and neck was swollen. And it was kind of like...
Crooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it was broken. Because when they hang him, they just let it drop. And then he...
Quick shot. Quick. I mean, short drop, quick stop.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does he have like a detention or something?
Is that real?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Florida's done and over with.
Oh.
She don't have her phone.
So now she's back to her old...
Now she's just going to go right back to... Yeah. I'll come home when I want to come home. That's just my guess. I don't know. I might be way wrong.
But I shouldn't start the
business. We gotta go get your mom soon. I figured you'd had them done already. See, and there's only about like 10 of them. 15 maybe. Well, like, there's a bunch of bottles. What are you counting silverware too?
Hell, if those are mine, they'd be done in 2 minutes. If those were mine.
Didn't there used to be a table right here? Wasn't there something right here always? Oh, it's over there.
Yeah, it's over. It's on the other side.
I gotta go home and get something to eat. I'm hungry. Oh, what time is it?
You can change it.
4:12.
I gotta get going. Head down to one. I don't want to leave too early.
Dude, we went to this pizza place in Sanibel Island. That's that island that you gotta take the bridge from Florida over to get to.
Uh-huh.
It was like Napoli's, bro. The pizza was just like Napoli's. And Warren there.
What do you think?
I taste everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, what? We should have bought more than one fucking pizza.
What was it called?
Oh, fuck. I don't even know. Sanibel Pizzeria or some shit, maybe. But it was cool because inside the place, there's all these banners of different sports teams, college and pro. And you could take a dollar and they give you a marker and you could write your names and where you're from and shit. And staple it under whatever your favorite teams were.
Right.
So that was cool. Duke don't have any. Know who else didn't? Duke had a couple, but the St. Louis Rams, I think it was, didn't have any.
Just smoke weed every fucking day and just fucking make shit happen, man.